This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations right here to great radio stations all across the Genesis Communications Network. GCN Live is the website. And I'm also heard on selected Salem media stations in some of the biggest markets in America. And, of course, just for good measure, we dropped in some of the leading independent stations, too, here, there, and everywhere, to round it out. And we are broadcasting around the world via the Internet on our stream, as well as on the satellite, the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody out there working on the third watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx and UPS drivers, as well as the bulk mail haulers, and our suicide jockeys going all over the place with gasoline and petroleum products so that we can get out and do what we need to do. And then, of course, you can follow us on Facebook, too, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social. We're also on Twitter as at Captain's America. And, of course, we stream our show live not only on GCN Live, the syndicator, but also on our Salem media stations, many of the independent stations and other stations out there, and always on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. It's right there right now. This show is going on live on the stream. And our podcast is available not only over there, but also at Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Radio Iguana in India, Radio Boom Play in Africa, on Google Podcasts, on Odyssey, on iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts, as well as our conventional podcast systems. And, of course, we enjoy being able to see the numbers there because you can actually see the numbers of downloads and whatnot. And we have over 150,000 people a night on 53 different websites, podcast websites, that listen to this show. Listen to this show. So let's go right over to the telephone line, and we'll pick up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
What do you say we say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great show and our great country was all founded on Judeo-Christian values.
That's right.
Now, moving along, the Teamsters local unions are endorsing the agreement that they made with the UPS, and of course they told President Biden, who offered his services to try to negotiate a deal, to butt out and stay out. That was Richard Trumka said that. Richard Trumka is a big Democratic supporter, so I was a little surprised to hear that, weren't you?
A little bit, but at the same time, I think each side, you know, wanted to negotiate with the other as opposed to having somebody else step in.
Okay. Now, Joe Biden is really helping things out by imposing a higher fuel economy standard on the automakers. Now they're jacking the average miles per gallon that they want on the new vehicles way up to where they're almost going to make these cars impossible to be around because you're going to be driving a lawnmower engine to get the kind of mileage.
Well, that and because what they're doing is that automakers are going to have to be required to get better gas mileage across their fleets, right? And the average mileage of light trucks need to go up by 4%, 2%, I think, for passenger cars. Now, in order to get to this goal, as it were, they're going to have to bring in many more electric vehicles, it would seem, into their fleet offerings, basically. So this is just another way of trying to pick winners and losers and drive automakers to do a particular thing. We've often heard about the raise in the CAFE standards, right? That's the corporate average fuel economy ratings. But in this particular case, especially where EVs are concerned, they're not exactly popular generally with everybody yet, but imposing them even more without the technology significantly improving may be a lose, not a win.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, I'd like to say hello to our friend Wade Whiskey, whose program is heard Saturdays at, let's see, I believe it's 1 o'clock in the morning here on my flagship station. I'm usually sleeping about that time, but if I'm awake, I'm listening to it. Wade Whiskey's program, the LHM Network. He's got a little network thing going. Now, we're going to talk when we come back from the break, which we're about to take. We're just waiting on the music. We're going to talk about an unlicensed Chinese biolab that was discovered, of all places, operating in California. Holy smokes. Now, don't say anything yet, Kyle, but that was a big surprise to me that it was one of these big things with all this biochemical and COVID and all that stuff on display in storage there that wouldn't have taken much to get it out. And here we go again. But Kyle and I will talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's a Tuesday morning here where I'm at. Maybe a Monday where you're at still. I don't know. But we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yeah, buddy, you sure will. And can't wait, can't wait. We got a good group of people that show up there every Tuesday, and we keep adding to the group by one or two or three or four, whatever, and you're welcome to come out and have lunch with the Captain. We'll be right there, very, very visible, very visible when we put the tables together like we do. And we'd like to have you there as one of our friends, patriotic friends. And we do have a lot of conversations there, really stimulating conversations that you won't hear anywhere else, I'll bet you. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. Of course, Relief Factor is part of my everyday regimen. I take it with my first meal of the day, whatever time it is when I do get that first meal. And it's always better to take it with food. By the way, I was at my specialist yesterday, my podiatrist, and I got a clean bill of health. And my legs are just about back to normal, period. And now they're working on my feet a little bit because they need to be worked on. And they did a good job yesterday. I feel really good. I felt really great walking around yesterday. It was like I had a new pair of shoes on or something. But all they did was work on my toes and whatnot to help them out. So there you go. But I'm almost back to 100%, almost, not quite. And then my primary care physician yesterday gave me a clean bill of health as well. And there you go. So feeling really good about things. So just taking every day as it comes, so to speak. But Relief Factor is part of why I'm doing what I'm doing, because they're all natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Help your body to go after the inflammation that you have a problem with, which causes the pain and the swelling and all that stuff. And it'll lower or eliminate the pain or the discomfort you're having by going right straight to the source of the problem. So there you go. It's not just about legs or feet or knees or elbows. It could be about your back or your neck or your fingers or your hands or whatever's bothering you, okay, whatever's hurting you. And that's why I take it, because it works for a lot of different things. There you go. Now, don't forget, for $19.95, you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. You sign up for it. You start with a $19.95 3-week quick start. And then after that, you can go with a monthly supply. You can go with a 2-month supply. You can go with a 3-month supply, whatever you want to do. And the more you order, the lower the volume discount goes down. So that's the way it works. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. $19.95, relieffactor.com/captain. Try it out. You'll feel a whole lot better. Well, Mr. Kyle, an unlicensed Chinese biolab containing 20-plus infectious diseases, including COVID, were found to be operating inside California in clear violation of the law.
That's right. This happened in a place called Reedley, and it's located in Fresno County, evidently. Now, we understand, Captain, that both local and federal authorities have been investigating this, seemingly, a nondescript warehouse for a long time, for many months. And they've determined that in this warehouse they had all kinds of hazardous materials. They had, lab animals, basically, HIV, coronavirus, herpes, hepatitis, thousands of vials of unlabeled fluids that had biological material in it, and infected mice to the tune of 773 that they found and that they euthanized, basically. This is a major, major problem, obviously, because this, evidently has ties back to China, and whatever they have there, just what I just read off, should be terrifying.
Well, it got my attention, and I'll tell you what, you got to wonder what on earth is going on here. And again, California?
Well, that's right. And, of course, it does beg the question, are there others? And what are exactly, we're going to get more information about this, but it begs the question, what exactly were they trying to research? What were they trying to put together? And even so, just having that stuff there can cause an outbreak. Somebody could become infected, then they go out and they infect others, or we've seen this story before. And so obviously this is a major concern, but kudos to the local and federal authorities that pulled this off.
And whoever it was that they arrested that was over there, they need to deport them immediately.
Perhaps, yes, after questioning and finding out more, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Now, improvised and atrocious is the way Italy looks to leave the China deal, reversing decision of previous governments. What are they talking about there?
Well, what they're talking about is China's Belt and Road Initiative. And as we've been following the developments of this, Captain, of course, Italy joined prior to the latest Prime Minister there, Meloni, being in office there in Italy. But the Chinese government will come into different countries. Italy, by the way, is the only country of the G7, basically, that has come in and made some kind of deal with China regarding the Belt and Road Initiative. It's when they come in and they either provide infrastructure, financing, technology, and then they expect that the country in question will not be able to pay it back, will not be able to make good on it all, and then China will end up actually controlling whatever it is that they're bringing in. So, yes, Italy is trying to get out of this deal at this point.
And a special shout-out to Wally in the chat room. He just chimed in there to us, so there you go. Hello, Wally.
Yes, hello, Wally.
Yep.
Good morning.
Now, banks are going to be having a little bit of a hard time here because they say the conditions for loans to businesses and consumers will continue to keep getting tougher. Well, thank you, Janet Yellen. Thank you, Joe Biden, for all of that.
Well, that's right. Well, we've had 11 interest rate hikes, of course, in recent times, basically. The interest rates are higher now. That's going to make it harder for people to obtain the loans, qualify for them, business or personal, in my opinion. Also, Captain, banks are going to be much more cautious about lending out the money, because what we saw with some of these different banks that failed very recently and so forth. So, of course, a lot of that was bad management. I think we can lay it at the feet of that in many cases. But overall, though, the tightening that's happening out there, especially in the commercial real estate market, is significant. The banks aren't going to let go of the money anytime soon unless they're absolutely certain that it's going to get paid back or that the borrower has that kind of capacity. So it's not going to be easy.
And we heard from the Minneapolis Fed chief, Kashkari, yesterday. He said he was hopeful the U.S. economy could avoid recession as inflation is continuing to climb. Well, inflation is going to continue to climb because the one thing, the one commodity that drives our economy is oil. And once again, I'm looking at the price of oil. I'm looking at gasoline, and oil is up everywhere that you can find it. The only thing that's down is natural gas, and gasoline did go down 2 cents a gallon yesterday, but that's nothing. It's $2.92.9 per gallon at the refinery without adding all the different taxes into it. All they've added is the federal tax, not the state taxes and the city and the county. So, and the delivery to get it to where it's going. So that's very expensive yet.
Well, it certainly is. And I believe it was Kashkari that you were talking about, from Minneapolis Fed there, basically saying that getting to a soft landing, the odds of that are kind of rising, evidently, just paraphrasing here. But then again, you'll hear another expert saying, well, it's going to have a hard landing. No soft landing is going to be possible. So I don't know if the truth is somewhere in the middle on that, but I guess it depends on who you talk to. But, Captain, if you talk to people out there across the highways and byways, people listening to this program right now, they understand completely that the prices aren't going down soon, their wages aren't rising to meet those prices, and they have to make very difficult choices, and that spells some real tough times, I think.
And with the time I got left, I just want to mention Sarah Palin chimed in yesterday. She hasn't said anything worthy in quite a while, but she did say the House must act now on Archer's Biden testimony. They must act. And as far as act, I think she's probably talking about impeachment. But I'm telling you, I still believe that this guy's not going to get impeached. They don't have the votes in the Senate.
They don't, and they're still in the inquiry, and they haven't started an inquiry, but they would have to have one of those and gather more evidence, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more. Bottom of the hour, your station's get a chance to take a break and do what they need to do. And I'll be back with more on the other side of this break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
This is Al Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden's former business partner claims Hunter would sometimes put his father on speakerphone while meeting with business partners.
Archer talked about the big guy and how Hunter Biden always said, we need to talk to my guy. We need to see when my guy's going to be here.
That's Arizona Republican Andy Biggs after the meeting. The panel investigating whether Joe Biden played a role in his son's foreign business dealings while vice president. A sweltering heat wave is now moving through the South. Heat indexes, which factor in humidity, could soar into triple digits this week across states like Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. In the Southwest, Phoenix has now topped 110 degrees for 31 straight days. Gas prices have hit an 8-month high. According to AAA, the national average yesterday and today has been $3.75 a gallon. Industry experts blame the spike on production cuts and the record-breaking heat. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, I was at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care yesterday, and I met one of our listeners who stopped by there with his mother, his 97-year-old mother, and she was in there for some wound treatment. That's what they do. And, of course, I was in there for a follow-up on my legs and whatnot, and yesterday they gave me the okay on the legs that was much better than what it was, and almost healed properly. And then they started working on my feet, which is something that needed to be done. And when they got done doing that and trimming the nails and all that sort of stuff, because that was part of my problem, I feel like as if I got a new pair of legs. I really do. Because it took a lot of the discomfort out of walking around, you know, like having your long toenails curled up in your socks and all that stuff. And that's not healthy. It shouldn't be that way. But they get to a point after a while, sometimes you can't cut them. Well, that's what I had. That's what I had. So they were able to do that and start over again. And basically, I'm going to be growing some new nails. That's okay. No big deal there. Need to do it anyway. It's all part of healthy foot care, which, by the way, can lead to other problems. And if you're having problems, I want you to remember you can always call 727-896-4615. That's 727-892-4615. And when you call that number, wherever you're at, doesn't matter, they can help you out. They can help you out. Now, I found out yesterday that there's a friend of theirs that runs the same sort of business up in Minneapolis in Minnesota, and they're going to be advertising on the radio, and they want me to voice their commercials because they're so impressed with what I do down here with the way I say it. But I'm talking from the heart, folks. I'm talking from personal experience. These people literally saved my life by diagnosing what the problem was and then getting it started to begin with correctly. And then, of course, it was at a stage where it should have been done sooner. But it is what it is. Everything's working out fine now. Okay, we're going to go over to the telephone line. And first, we're going to welcome Kyle Warren back to us. Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
And we've got our favorite caller from Colorado on the line, Denver way. We've got Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Oh, yeah, Cap Professor Politics. Yeah, I was reading the online a story, an actor in California struggling to pay his bills because, of course, of the strike. Everyone's on strike in California because of worrying about AI and the screenwriters on strike. Everyone's on strike. And the thing is, they were talking about the We Love Riding Dirty, Broken Down, Dark Side, Dumb Donkeys, the one-party system that's in the state of California, is so concerned about this strike because it's starting to affect local businesses, and they think they can kind of be an arbitrator, you know, come in here and try to end this strike. And so far, no go.
Right.
And the thing is, so far, no go from what I read, so
right.
At least when it comes to this online story.
Mm-hmm.
And then California is in $32 billion in debt.
Yep.
Now, I've read a little bit of California's constitution, and I believe they do have to balance a budget at least once a year. Like in my state in Colorado that I currently live, they must balance the budget. The Republicans and the Democrats come together and must balance that budget at least once a year to keep your state from being $32 billion in debt. But apparently, because California is a one-party system, I'm sure there's probably got some fiscal conservatives in the state of California, but they're probably outnumbered 20-1 because We Love Riding Dirty, Dark Side, Dumb Donkeys are currently controlling the state letters and controlling the purse strings there. But it's truly sad. The state is totally going into an asshole, and just so hope the actors and actresses there, because 99.9% of them are not making Tom Cruise making money. So I mean, the major stars are making the big money, but 99.9% of the actors that are on strike are not making the mega bucks like Tom Cruise or some major actress in California.
Yep.
But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, au revoir.
All right. There's a lot of truth in that, Kyle. And now that we didn't hear the mention of the tax revenue that they've lost by the people leaving the state, some $325 million worth of revenue. And that's just the start.
Well, that's true. And I appreciate what Aaron was talking about, because it's not just about A-listers. In terms of where this strike is going, it's, you know, there are all kinds of people who work in the industry and other actors, you know, part of this too is about streaming and residuals and getting paid so you can make money at what you do. You know, imagine getting a royalty check or a residual check for 12 cents. I mean, this is not uncommon, you know, so that's very difficult. So that's part of this. Then Aaron also mentioned the balanced budget. Yes, California does require the governor to submit a balanced budget every year, but get this, it means that the estimated revenues that you think you're going to bring in must exceed the proposed expenditures. So I guess that's what passes for an actual balanced budget, or the idea of a balanced budget.
Yeah. At one time, I forget what it was I was doing. It had to do with my podcast, and I signed up for one of those things where you can have the Google ads or something like that, and they give you a percentage of the revenue. I remember I got several checks in a row. They were like 18 cents, 21 cents, 27 cents, 30 cents, but that was it. That was the most I got. So I stopped doing that.
Right, yeah, but exactly. But there are actual actors who have been on series that get very little, if anything, in terms of residual payments. And so, that again, that's sort of part and parcel. So, yeah, if you're Tom Cruise and you're making huge bank every time you go do a movie, that's one thing, and, of course, more power to him. But if you're a working actor, it's very difficult sometimes. And that, that goes, too. A lot of people are not working right now, the people that work in the sound stages and so forth.
We heard artificial intelligence mentioned, and there's another avenue, another business that's starting to fear artificial intelligence, and it's the federal banking regulators. They've warned that AI could lead to illegal illegal lending practices, like excluding minorities from being allowed in the process.
Well, that's right. I mean, basically, again, artificial intelligence, you know, these learning algorithms and so forth, they would expect it to be able to start to take over some of the routine work, for example. And that's another jobs issue in and of itself. But analyzing things and perhaps spitting out some kind of decision about lending, for example. What the concern is that it might not spit out the right answer in terms of when it comes to evaluating or making any kind of decision on somebody's race or this kind of thing or ethnicity. In other words, you have to be very, very careful that it would not cross the line, as it were, in an idea called redlining, where you deny people, certain groups and so forth, access to lending or to real estate marketing and so forth. So that's a very serious issue,
right,
especially for in the real estate industry.
And by the way, a programming note, we have got, after we finish up this hour, the top of the hour, Denise Simon comes in from FoundersCode.com, and of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And then bottom of the hour, next hour, we'll have our military and veterans news report. And we might be hearing from Chris Markowski today, Kyle. He's in Greece.
That's right, yeah. I remember he was going to be traveling.
We might be hearing from him next hour. And then, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour, the hour number 4 of the program, we'll have retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And we'll be talking about all sorts of things, including this imminent war that could be brewing in Africa, and it could be really bloody and really a mess, and we're going to have to pick a side because we're involved in it by treaty. Believe it or not, we're involved in it by treaty. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Ships a day, from the sailors at the time of way, talk about their homes. There's a girl in this harbor town, she works being whisked down to see brandy, but she loves brown. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy. You're fine. What a you would be such a fine, yeah.
Well, that's an oldie but goodie, and that was an old track, so it kind of was high fidelity, not stereo, as you could tell by listening to it, right?
Well, sure, yeah. Well, that's Looking Glass, Brandy.
Yeah, and that, how old was that? That had to be, what, 50 years old?
Well, yeah, that actually came out in 1972, and there's a kind of a cool connection here with another song that sounds just like, well, not just like the song, but the title. A lot of people will remember Barry Manilow's Mandy.
Yeah.
Well, the original name in that song was Brandy, but they ended up changing it, as I recall, so that it wouldn't be confused with the Looking Glass song, Brandy.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
So that became Mandy, and so, of course, another big hit for Barry Manilow.
Well, now you can go ahead and tell us about the weather out there by you, so we can find out what's going on in California and whatnot.
All right. Well, everybody, we're going to take a quick look here at, of course, we've got some rain on the map right now. Just last hour, we were looking at rain north of Las Vegas, coming up Interstate 15 going north. It's now proceeding a little further north from Las Vegas, but you're still going to be in it, especially as you go through Moapaw and over towards Mesquite before you go up to St. George in southern Utah. And it's going to be with you up to about Cedar City right now, but it looks like it's moving around. Phoenix, last hour, it was northeast. It looks like it's continuing north of Phoenix and maybe dissipating a little bit. The emphasis on the little bit right there, turning according to the radar map. Denver, that rain started moving north. So if you're between Castle Rock and Denver right now on I-25, you've got rain. Also moving west out I-70, you've got rain out towards about Eagle or so right now. And then east of Cheyenne, that rain has moved on over into Nebraska right now. But we still have rain on I-25 south of Buffalo as you head towards Midwest. And now that rain, at least on the radar, is starting to encompass into Casper, Wyoming right now. So definitely be careful out there. And back to the captain.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to start with our Schmutz alert because we got one from Minnesota, northern Minnesota, Duluth, straight across to Moorhead, and then coming on down just to the north side of the Twin Cities. But definitely the air quality is going to be literally in the toilet tonight up there, and probably today. It's coming from the smoke and from the residue up there, the fires that are still around up in Canada. Plus the hot air decided to settle in right there and drop its elements right there. Now, moving on down in a straight line south, coming on down to, let's see, Iowa, Missouri. In Missouri, the central part of Missouri, we've got rain, and we got some flood watches and warnings there to include Columbia, to include coming on down. Let's see here. It's to the east of Springfield. It's over by Fort Leonard Wood. And, oh, by the way, down in the Fort Leonard Wood area, they're calling for rain. Could be heavy rain, southeastern Missouri, as well as southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, western Kentucky tonight. There's going to be some rain as the night progresses in the morning. You wake up to it, you'll be in the rain. Behind it, you still got superheated temperatures. In Kansas, there's a high heat advisory for most of Kansas, certainly the eastern two-thirds. And then the southern part, right on the border, going over, pushing in just a little bit into Missouri, and on down towards Joplin, 100-degree-plus temperatures. Heat indexes will be 110-plus. Coming down into Oklahoma, central part of Oklahoma, I-35, that would be Oklahoma City, will be involved. The southeastern corner of Oklahoma going over into Arkansas, the central part of Arkansas, 100-degree temperatures, high heat advisory elsewhere. Texas is not looking good. The eastern half of Texas, the Dallas Metroplex on down now to almost all the way to the valley. But Texarkana over to the Dallas Metroplex and then over towards Midland and Sweetwater and down to San Antonio and not quite to Austin, but over to the northern part of Houston and over into Beaumont. You're going to have 100-plus degree temperatures. There's also rain in the offing down along the Gulf. Could have some flood warnings there as well. And then as we as we look over to Louisiana. Most of Louisiana is in a high heat advisory, 100 degrees plus, all the way to New Orleans, all the way into Mississippi. And then again, we have heat that brings us over towards about halfway across Mississippi, and that's about it. A little bit of a high heat excursion around West Palm Beach today in Florida. And other than that, that's what we got. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com to find out more about our great sponsor, Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, and find out how you can max your points during August, earn up to 5 points per gallon when you buy fuel using Pushper Points exclusively in the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com.
All right, thank you very much. And we're going to go up to the upper line here. We've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. If you've got Facebook, go over there and check it out. And I know it's her because I can hear the wind blast coming in my ear here. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Yep. Now, I suppose, well, we're going to talk a lot about this on the other side of the news. But, of course, Mr. Archer, I would definitely put security on that guy if it were me after what he said yesterday.
I suppose you could. I think he already has it because he was in hiding until yesterday to protect himself and allegedly to get the pressure off the threats to his family, allegedly. So, but, you know, if you listen to his words and whatnot, he was well rehearsed. He knew how to kind of water down his responses and... The Democrats were all too happy to pick up on him.
Well, I didn't listen to his words because I couldn't hear him. I had to hear it second-handed. So until we actually hear him first-handed, we're taking the word of other people. But that one Democrat congressman that stood out there and said, oh, all they talked about was the weather. All they talked about was the weather. If he thinks I believe that for even 5 seconds, the guy's got a brainstem.
Yeah, I mean, it's well rehearsed, and you know, we will get transcripts of this. I guess the first reason is this was not what they're calling testimony; it was only an interview.
Right.
Now, and it was not under oath. Something's wrong there.
All right, hold that thought, because we're coming back right after the top of our break, and your station's got a chance to pay some bills and do the news and the weather and all that good stuff, and we shall return. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.